Good morning. I'm happy to be here replacing my dean who could not make it. He has prepared this presentation, so I'll just show it up for you. So the title of the presentation is Why Would We Need a School of Public Health at the University of Montreal in 2013, which is the year where the school was created. So just a bit of history. In 1912, Tulane University had a school which was called the School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and a big change came around in 1913 with a conference which was sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation on the need for a public health education in the U.S. During that conference, much was said about the need for a profession, a new profession of public health, the need to ally it to medicine, but to be distinct at the same time with its own identity and educational institutions. So that's 100 years ago. And then, of course, there was the Welsh Rose Report in 1915, which had the same ideas and which was at the basis of the creation of the first school of public health in the U.S., at Johns Hopkins University, which was called, I believe, the School of Hygiene and Public Health rather than the School of Public Health and Hygiene. And then in 1922, Harvard and MIT were allied, but then they sort of split up, and the Harvard School of Public Health was born with an endowment, again, from the Rockefeller Foundation. The Rockefeller Foundation supported other initiatives, including abroad the Department of Public Health in China, in Beijing, China, in former Yugoslavia, the School of Public Health and Institute of Hygiene, and in Toronto in 1927, the School of Hygiene here in Canada. Now, the presentation is not that much focused on public health and where we are now, but do we need schools of public health? And just a reminder, of course, that public health is a wide area of knowledge and research and practices stemming from different institutions and political contexts. The underlying rationale at the basis of the creation of the first schools of public health is probably still valid today, which was that independent academic institutions were needed to address public health problems that were complex. So nowadays we could probably be comfortable saying that the problems are even more complex. Some of these issues have been discussed previously. So the solutions, the problems are complex, the solutions need to be also more complex, more refined. So if public health is a field, a wide field, which needs the contribution of different disciplines, from the basic and biomedical sciences, from animal and human health sciences, social sciences, management sciences, so how do we go about using all of these disciplines in making it work? So from an institutional perspective at the University of Montreal, why create a School of Public Health? Well, there were two. The main factor, I would say, was to gain more independence and more visibility. In the next slide, I'll go back to where we were before we became a school. But clearly, since we became an independent school 2 years ago, it has enabled us to establish more easily links with, for example, other faculties in creating already new training programs. So not that it was in existence before, but it has made things easier, clearly. To work with other faculties, particularly the Faculty of Arts and Sciences. It has helped us strengthen ties also with our research partners and practice environments. And finally, the second point, which is important, is that the timing was good in the sense that the direction of the University of Montreal was very receptive to this idea that has been that had been around for many, many years, many tries to create a school of public health, but they thought it was a good idea, and they really were very supportive of the creation of the school, and they still are, even in these difficult times in terms of funding and changes. So we're a young faculty, not quite 2 years old, but we also have quite a long history, like probably most other schools of public health. So these are listed here just to mention that from 1971 to 2013, there were three departments that formed the public health sector at the Faculty of Medicine of the university. Those three departments are the founding members, if you will, of the new school. So the Department of Social and Preventive Medicine, the Department of Health Administration, and the Department of Environmental and Occupational Health. So for 25 years or more, 35 years, there had been four separate attempts at creating some sort of school of public health, either or institute, either within the Faculty of Medicine or outside. And finally, in 2013, we were able to have this this new school. So what are some of our assets at this time? Well, we have those three departments I just mentioned, and we have a unit of international health, which has been very active for over 25 years. We have 54 faculty members and researchers, 165 associate, like clinical professors, 18 staff, a total of over 700 students in the fall of 2014 in our different programs. We have strong links with a variety of research centers, both in and off campus, and with professional institutions, particularly in public health, and also for our students in the Masters in Health Administration, who need to do some internships also in hospital settings, so also with that type of institution. We have, in terms of training programs, a PhD in public health with five different tracks or options. We have five master's programs, including a Master of Science in Public Health, which is accredited by the CEPH. That has been for 10 years. We have also a Master's in Health Administration accredited by the CAME, the Commission on Accreditation of Healthcare Management Education, since 1967. We have a residency program jointly with the Faculty of Medicine, and we have what was called here non-degree programs. That's 1 year sort of diploma graduate programs. One of the six 1 year programs and six we call them micro programs, just one semester programs. We have nine chairs, research eight research chairs, and one. Eight research, four CIHR, one joint with the Faculty of Medicine and one in education or the, training, should we say. We have three new programs since we were created. We have created a new track in our new MPH program in collaboration with the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine called One Health. We have a master's in biostatistics jointly with the Department of Statistics and Mathematics at the University of Montreal, which is not yet offered, but which should be hopefully offered within a year. We have a new master's, a revamped master's in clinical research jointly with the Faculty of Medicine. We have revised our Masters of Public Health, which has now seven tracks, including the five that are required for the accreditation by CEPH. We have four professional degrees, including we're working on a doctorate in public health degree, Currently, we have a one-year program for at that level, which will be transformed in a doctorate. We have coming a master's in epidemiology and a PhD in bioethics. An indication that goes in the same direction than what was said previously of the interest in public health or applicants' numbers have increased enormously in the past 2 years, almost double. So we're up for next year to over 200 applicants for the master's in public health and the 1 year, the first year, which is a diploma. So thank you for your attention. I have other issues that I put on a different slide, which is not in the presentation. Maybe we can come back during the discussion on challenges facing us as schools of public health. Thank you.